Part B.
We're back. I'm Jennifer Hart, speaking with our guest this week, Dr. Frank Weiss, about his new book, Heal Emptiness. Frank, can you tell us about any personal experiences with loneliness that you have encountered?
Certainly. First of all, I was very lonely as a child. I had no brothers or sisters, and my cousins lived far away. I was very shy and had trouble making friends at school. During lunchtime, I had no one to sit with in the cafeteria, so I would often eat my bagged lunch outside out of embarrassment. After school, I would practically hide behind a tree so that other kids wouldn't see me standing all alone, waiting for my mother to pick me up. I remember it was a painfully lonely time for me, and it has given me a profound understanding of the feelings of loneliness today. It also made me realize how people perceive others. I immediately assumed that my classmates would make fun of me if they saw that I was alone, so I tried desperately to hide at every moment, which caused a lot of stress. This prevents us from reaching out and attempting to form friendships, as we have a certain level of suspicion and lack of trust in others. And the end result is that we feel even more lonely and depressed with no end in sight.
And even though the obvious cure for loneliness is reaching out to others, they will not do it out of fear. I never thought about that aspect of it.
When I think about it deeply, I realize that perhaps many of my classmates wanted to reach out to me and form friendships, but my practice of shying away from speaking with them and hiding made it impossible. I had to step out boldly to break the never-ending pattern. But when we're young, we don't think about those things. We just let our stress hormones take over.
We have another guest with us today who has a very interesting story to tell about how she became extremely lonely based on what would usually be considered a happy situation. Her name is Janet McBride. Janet, could you tell us your story?
Sure. It's great to be included in this discussion. For most of my adult life, I had a modest job as a server in a restaurant. Even though I lived from paycheck to paycheck, I enjoyed it very much because of the friendships I formed with my coworkers and the customers. But then, about 10 years ago, I won a lot of money in a contest, which changed all of that. Like anyone else would, I quit my job, bought a nice big house and a fancy car. But I also became very lonely and deeply depressed. I gained weight and became seriously ill physically.
Your story is a real eye-opener, you know. It makes us realize that the old saying, money isn't everything, is very true. Even having a lot of money, one can still be depressed and miserable. And in your case, it was the actual cause.
Yes, and it got even worse. I started to get very angry at my former friends for not contacting me. Not realizing that they didn't because my attitude had become so bad. I also was very angry at my neighbors because I felt they hadn't bothered to get to know me. But then again, I hadn't reached out either.
How exactly did you turn that all around and become happier?
I lived like this for years until I decided to go see a professional like Dr. Weiss and get help. I also read Dr. Weiss's book, and it was a great help. I tried doing exactly what he lays out in his book. I let go of my anger, took the initiative, and made the connections.
Very interesting discussion today. Thanks to our guests, and thank you, the audience, for listening.